Hi, I'm Danny Murphy, and welcome back to Virtual Reality, where me and Evan Real spill all the reality TV news and gossip, and get ready to listen to our full, unedited interview with one of your favorite reality TV stars.
All right, Alexia and Marisol, it feels like we just caught up with you for Ultimate Girls Trip, but so much has happened in a short amount of time. You guys have launched a podcast together called I, Por Favor, and let me tell you, the first episode was so much fun. Tell us about this project, why you decided to jump in the podcast game.
Go ahead, Alexia.
No. Well, I feel like it's something that we do every day of our lives, which is like call each other up, chismear, and gossip, right? So it's like we have this every day in the morning. That's like our routine. So we said, you know what?
At lunchtime and after dinner, too. It's like
right. And when we see certain people or where we're in a group of people, right? So we just thought like we do this all the time. So why don't we actually really do this, you know, where we have the power of the microphone and where we can really say everything we want to say, kind of like unfiltered. And, you know, we have like this amazing friendship together. And, you know, we speak Spanish and English. And, you know, Marisol's so entertaining and she makes me laugh. And, you know, we just thought it was a great idea. Yeah, we just thought it was a really good idea. That's, you know, Marisol had a lot to do with it, too. Mm-hmm.
I love that that's how you guys said the podcast idea came about, because it really does feel like I like somehow like broke into your phones and is just listening to you two like talking unfiltered like friends. Are there any topics that you guys are like most excited to like tackle together, or anything that you're like, okay, we might need to edit something out at some point? Are you guys going to go all in? Like, this is what we said and we're standing by it.
Well, I think that what the job that we have, we're always going to go all in and have to stick by what we say. But I think what we're really excited about is shining a light on Latinos, Latinas. You know, everyone's like, they need more attention. How are you in your position as a reality star, or in your, you know, the people listen to you? How are you going to help other Latinos? So we want to shine a light on them and help more of them can do what we're doing, you know?
Right. So we already did that. I feel like we already did that, like on our show. You know, we had the Latina representation. You know, we were doing that when no other franchises were doing that. And, you know, we're lucky enough that we live in a city, you know, that's a melting pot, that we have all different languages, and Spanish being one of the strongest languages here, and that we get to do this on our podcast. We get to talk how Marisol and I really talk, and a lot of people here in our city, which is like with the Spanglish. You know, we know English very well, we speak it very well, but we also know Spanish. We dominate both languages and we go back and forth. So hopefully whoever's listening is going to like catch on to that and want to learn a little bit of Spanish.
Oh my God. No, that's like one of the main reasons I'm going to be tuning in, because I love Spanglish so much. I wish I was fluent in Spanglish. My grandmother was actually Colombian and like she spoke in Spanglish to me. So I understand Spanglish. I just can't really speak it. So listening to your podcast also just kind of felt like home because of the Spanish.
We like that. That's what we want to hear. We want it to feel like home for a lot of like Spanish second speakers. Spanish as a second language, but that they know it just to kind of like get used to it and like feel comfortable, you know, just like to say, you know, whatever it is to say. And I feel like a lot of times Marisol and I do that. Like we're thinking in English, but the word in Spanish comes out better.
Yeah.
So
it sounds better. Also, it's also kind of lazy because that word comes to your brain first. So you say it first, or you know what I mean? It's kind of, I don't know. It's a mix of easy, lazy, or it's a more impactful word, the English one or the Spanish one. I don't know. We just kind of mix it up as we go. And you know, not thinking about it, just comes out that way.
And I mean, because while like me and Evan love the Spanglish, do we think Giselle is going to be downloading any episodes? Because she doesn't like it all the time when you guys go from English to Spanish. Because like, do you think, and also because she is a successful podcaster too, yeah. And I know you guys formed a relationship after Girls Trip.
So when we thought about the podcast, one of the first people that I told and shared it with was Giselle. And she was so excited for us. She was so excited. I told her the concept. I told her we were thinking about doing it. And she was such a supporter. She was so excited for us. She's like, you girls are born to do this. Like, you need to do this. Like, we need it. So I know she's super happy for us.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Giselle, I actually have just a quick question, because Danny and I need clarity about this tequila bottle. So the finale episode of Girls Trip, we see the Leah handing the tequila bottle to Candace, but then we also get Heather and Whitney talking about hiding the tequila bottle in the shower. So what actually happened? Do we know?
I I don't know. I saw what you saw. I was like, oh God. They kept it from us.
Right. We really didn't know what was going on. Like Marisol and I just really showed up to have fun with the girls and drink the tequila. We were just bummed that there was no tequila to drink. And it's really hard to get tequila in Thailand. So that's what I was bummed about, because I actually love that tequila as well. But Giselle was really stuck on the fact that somebody would take the bottle. Like that was to her, her thing. Like, why would anybody take somebody else's thing? Like, why would anybody steal this or take it?
And she's still an empty bottle of booze anyway.
I don't think it was empty. At the moment when it disappeared, it still had tequila. I mean, it was like day three, and we had not drank all the tequila by day three.
I also
love tequila drinker, so I had none.
When Pepsi came on the raft with like the bottle, and I think I like might have shed a tear. I definitely got like full body chills during that moment at that whatever that place was so beautiful.
You guys didn't even really see exactly how magical that place was.
Yeah, she's right. Understand.
It was so like when I got there, right, Marisol, like I had goosebumps.
Oh my God. There. And when Pepsi was coming down, I go, Alexia, look, it was so incredible. He looked like Yul Brynner in, what was that? What's the movie I'm thinking of? You know, with the pants. What's the movie I'm thinking of? The King and I.
Yes.
And he came with a bottle and it looked so beautiful. I go, this is going to look amazing on camera. It looked better in person. It was really
breathtaking. I was like, that's the wrong show. I felt it was like The Bachelorette or The Bachelor. I was like, where are we? Like, why am I here with 9 other women and why are we going to fight now?
Doing that show make you guys, because you guys have like been so many places. Did it give you like a little like reignited travel bug? Like, do you guys like want to like check some more places off in
2023? Oh, yeah.
Yes. I mean, I love to travel. I just haven't been having the time that I need like to travel. But yes, I mean, I definitely want to go back there with Todd, with my family, because it's such a beautiful place. That I definitely want to go back to that and continue to travel, you know, like we do. I think that that's one of the most things that I enjoy most in my life, and especially with Todd, is traveling.
Making time to see the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Scotland and Ireland and Iceland this summer. I'm very excited. I haven't been to any of those locations. And my dad's side of the family is, you know, Scottish, Irish.
Oh,
English, German. I'm excited to go.
Oh my God, that's going to be so much fun. I also love how like not only did Thailand sort of like reignite your love of travel, but it was also a reset for your friendship. I know things got a little heated during the finale, but it really was so beautiful to see you two sort of let the flowers go into the water and say your intentions for the future of your friendship. And you got so emotional and you were kind of crying. And then I was crying watching it.
I cried watching it. Yeah. It took me back there.
It was so honestly so, so sweet. But did it also feel like a reset for like specifically your friendship? Do you feel like you came out of Thailand stronger?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
I was with Giselle too, by the way.
We didn't thank Giselle for all the trouble.
So, you know, I like to see the good in the people and the positive of it. And like, I like to see the good things that I got out of it, not the bad things out of it. And that's why I would take this trip all over again, like with these ladies and even with, you know, any of the other ladies, because, you know, I feel like at the end, you know, we have so many similarities and it's just trying to like help each other, you know, be better. And, you know, Marisol and I were always good. It was just like something I was holding in. And I guess she as well. And we kind of like never really talked about it. And then we did. And then, you know, it turned out that way. But that's why I'm expecting her. That's why I'm expecting you to include me in your renewal of vows in Scotland if you go.
Well, you're not supposed to tell anyone, bro. Oh,
sorry. I por favor.
I por favor.
See, I have no filter. I'm like, I just like say it all.
Oh, that's going to be magical, though.
No, that's going
to
be
so good. If I can find a castle, I'm trying to find one.
There's a lot of castles in Scotland. I think you'll be able to find one.
I know, but I'm not there that long, and I don't have a lot of time, so I don't know if I can sling it. It's a dream.
Well, the good thing about Marisol is that she'll be doing it, like, every year or two, so I just hope to be included in one of them.
I'm in love with love and marriage and weddings, you know, I just don't want to keep changing husbands. I'm sticking with this one, and I'm making him have a lot of weddings.
I love your plan. I'm on the same plan. I love it.
I love that too. Can we expect to see this Scottish vacation on the next season of Miami? Because I know cameras are up. We've been seeing on social media that the girls are back to filming.
Right.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, you know, some, you know, there's some girls that need to share it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't posted anything, so I'm not the little birdie.
Well, what I do like, because you guys said that Thailand helped strengthen your guys' friendship and kind of bring you to new levels. But I'm always curious, because now that Ultimate Girls Trips are happening more frequently, how it affects, and especially for you ladies, because all of you are currently on shows for the most part. How did that experience, did it give you any like state of like mind change going into a new season? Like, did you learn anything that maybe you wouldn't have learned if you didn't go about being on Housewives?
Yeah. So we learned a lot from, me and Marisol and I have discussed this. We learned a lot from all the ladies. Mm-hmm. But as far as show goes, or as far as, you know, going back to our season and transferring all the information that we learned, you know, I feel that we need to learn to ask more questions. Mm. You know, it's valid. It's valid, you know, and it's really the delivery and how you ask the question. But, you know, I feel like a lot of the women have to take accountability. And, you know, we're all in a group together. And, you know, if I'm sharing my life and I'm being open and transparent and vulnerable, I expect the same from everyone else. So I plan to ask a lot of questions.
Ooh, you're in your Giselle era. She is the Q&A queen. So I am excited.
Barbara Walters has joined the show.
Right. You know, I feel like a lot of times we let off the ladies like easy. You know what I mean? We really don't. It's kind of like, oh, okay. You know, we don't ask questions. And then what happens is, like, it just gets worse and worse, and then you explode, and then you kind of, and then that's where it ends up, like, in a bad place. You know, I think, like, from the beginning, you know, if there's any concerns, any questions, you know, they need to be addressed, you know, sooner than later.
And do you feel
with more questions comes better understanding, which hopefully ends up in some sort of resolution.
There you go. That's what we want. Yeah, of course. You know, we always need that resolution. You know,
I always want to have a good time, but not everyone's on the same page. So we're all for a resolution.
And do you feel that you two weren't asking a lot of questions at the beginning, because a lot of your current cast, they were new, like two seasons ago, was like their first time kind of in this space. Like, were you giving them some grace? But now you're like, oh, we're playing ball.
Right. Yeah. This is fair game for all of us. You know, I get that you're new, but me with respect. And then, honestly, a lot of times, you know, I've held back and asking questions or whatever, because then they want to change the whole narrative. And it's like, oh, you're being mean. Oh, you're asking me questions because you're going somewhere. And, you know, my intentions, honestly, are always really good. But then the other people take it into a bad way. Oh, you know, so that's what really holds me back. Because, you know, in my real life with my real, you know, with my friends, this is who I am. And this is like what I do. We ask questions about my friends, like, oh, you're being so mean. Like, what do you want to know? Like, you know, we don't do that. So, you know, I feel like some of the girls are a little bit more looking for that drama factor, you know, instead of just like answering the questions. You know, if you have nothing to hide, like, why are you so defensive? You know, just be real. You know,
Sometimes the questions are just to help us understand what you're saying better. So maybe we have something to input, to help, or just understand what's going on better, you know.
But what I like is that a lot of times they take it into the wrong way. So that's so good, Marisol, that you said that, because it's true. It's like it gives you a better understanding. You want to help, you want to be involved. But then when you do that, you know, you get attacked also because you did that. You know, so it puts you in like a hard position when you're not that friendly with the girls. Like, you know, Marisol and I are good. You know, a lot of the girls were good. So I think we've kind of like all proven to each other, and we have to kind of like give each other the benefit of the doubt and say, you know, give this person the opportunity. But again, I expect the same transparency that I have in how real and authentic I am. I'm expecting that, you know, moving on with the rest of the girls.
You know what happens when you expect things? You end up disappointed.
That's true too, but I'm still expecting it. I'll be disappointed.
Okay.
Do we think someone in particular might disappoint you the most with that expectation?
No, that was just a general, you know, in my experience.
You have anybody, that's a valid question. Do you think anybody, are you thinking of anybody maybe that can disappoint you because you already see that the person's not?
Whoever disappointed me has already disappointed me, and there's no going back.
No going back. Okay, so I did tune in to your guys' interview on Two Teas in a Pod. And Marisol, you mentioned that it's kind of like with Adriana. Have we changed our minds at all yet? Because it seems like Alexia might be entertaining conversations with Adriana.
I can't tell you how I'm going to feel tomorrow, what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? I can just say I was like sorely, sorely disappointed and surprised. And it's a hard pill to swallow, you know? And like Alexia said, when you treat people a certain way, or you act a certain way and you expect, that's when you get hurt, because people don't behave the way you would expect them to. So I'm learning not to expect anything from anybody, except you, Alexia. Okay.
Alexia, are you in a better spot with Adriana, or do you foresee you getting to a better spot with her?
You know, I want to be in a better spot with her, because, you know, that's how I live my life, you know, and, you know, I'm not going to forget, you know, what she did to me, or how she continued, you know, to go on a press tour and bash my family, because I think that was not needed. And if you want to make things better, that was the wrong direction that she took. So, but, you know, I want to believe in my heart, you know, that she was just trying to put me down to make herself look good or look better. And I'm trying to understand that, because that's not what I would have done. But, you know, we're in a group with, you know, with eight other girls, and, you know, and she's friendly with some of the other girls in the group. So I want to be that bigger person. You know what I mean? I just don't want to give her that opportunity and that chance to continue the same story and continue the same narrative. Oh, you're so mean. Oh, you didn't say I'm sorry. You know, so I'm not entertaining now. Like, I want to move on. I've already said what I've had to say. And, you know, I know that I'll be around her, you know, sooner than later. And, you know, we'll see how that goes.
And since you guys are now, because since a lot of that was happening on Two Teas in a Pod, and you two are now podcasters also on the same network, iHeart, did you see that sometimes, this is a good lesson for you guys, sometimes when you podcast, you can accidentally end up in a feud? Because did you see Tamara and Teresa are now a kind of a little bit sparring words? Do you guys have any thoughts about that?
Oh, I didn't know about that. What happened?
So basically what happened is Tamara interviewed Caroline Manzo on her podcast, and Tamara is close with Brandi Glanville, and Brandi and Caroline had issues on their Ultimate Girls Trip. And so then Teresa was saying, Tamara, you're a bad friend to Brandi for having her enemy on your podcast. But then Tamara was like, well, I have to interview everyone. I can't like take sides. So do you guys have any thoughts? And is it gonna maybe impact some decisions you make when having guests on your podcast?
Well, that's why we're not talking about the housewives, because that would have been we're not talking housewives, right? Because I feel like we're on the same platform. We all do this. And that was one of my first things that I told Marisol. I'm like, I am not doing a show about housewives. And I have like no patience.
And I was like, thank God, I don't want to talk about that either.
Right, like, I don't want to be bashing like my fellow, you know, women that do the same thing I do. You know what I mean? Just because either I was fired, or I wasn't asked back, or I didn't want to go back. You know, like, I don't like that. That's already uncomfortable for me. So I don't like to do anything that's uncomfortable. So we always had it very clear that we were not going to make it about the housewives or talk about the housewives. If it's indirectly, you know, related to us or something in my personal story, maybe. But, you know, I don't want to sit there and make people feel bad, or you know, pick sides. You know, I have a hard time picking sides on my show. So, like, how am I going to pick sides on people's other shows that I have nothing to do with? Exactly. So I'm going to, like, you know, respect, you know, the way that they feel. And I do respect that, you know, this is a business, you know, and Tamara's right. She's, you know, saying the fact that she has to interview everyone. And I also understand how Teresa feels, because Teresa's like a loyal friend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, to her, friendship is everything. So, you know, at least how I've seen, I can only speak for myself. Right. So they're both right. You know what I mean? I get Teresa's point of view, and I understand Tamara. And that's why we're not doing housewives.
I love that.
Well, I love both of them, and I have a lot of respect for both of them.
What I love about I, Por Favor, is that obviously you two ride hard for each other, but sometimes there is a difference of opinions. We saw that, actually. I'm looking at the Venue magazine cover right behind you, and that's the season 2 cast, right? Season 2?
Yes, season 1.
Season 1. Okay.
That's Larsa. Because Larsa's there.
Yeah. Oh, so season 1. Okay. Yes. So I was curious because on the bus, you two in for Ultimate Girl Trip, Marisol, you were like, that was fantastic casting. Alexia, you were like, it was terrible casting. I want to know who in that cast photo behind you was like maybe the worst choice in casting.
Marisol, you go first because I always go first.
I guess Christy.
Okay, you see there, we think the same.
Okay.
I agree with Marisol because it wasn't like the right fit, right? And for example, everybody thought that Larsa and her having the similarity because they were basketball wives, that right. They were going to hit it off. And it turned out that they didn't. Yeah. Like Larsa and I wanted to be friends. So It was kind of like everybody had like a preconceived notion what it was going to be. And none of it happened that way, you know? Yeah. Because like I said, it's a reality show. So you could just have to let it happen generally and organically. So I think that that's why she didn't come back. They didn't ask her back because, you know, you have to have the right fit. You can have your differences, but there has to be that fit.
Yeah, well, nothing is more real and organic than your guys' friendship. And Danny and I love you so much. And it's such a blessing to have you, por favor, in the podcast universe now. So congrats, seriously.
The first episode was so fun.
Thank you so much. Happy you enjoyed it.
Yes, we want it to be fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Wait, how is anything with you two is always fun. So don't even worry about that. Because
okay, good. Good.
We want it to be that because, you know,
life is so fun. Yeah, that's our little podcast.
We just want it to be fun and festive. And yes, we're going to talk about hot topics and we're going to tease me out. But, you know, like we're not here like to tear anybody apart or to like talk. Like that makes me feel uncomfortable because that's not how we really like live our lives. So I don't want to do that. But, you know, But anyways, we'll have fun. We'll have you guys in our podcast. I don't know when we're doing that, but
we can
do like a live one all together. Yeah.
Yes. Count us in.
If you loved gossiping with us, and I know you do, then don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Virtual Reality by Page Six.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next week.